外一个就是秋令会，当你在报名的时候
，and
是我们信仰根基系列的第六堂。
Today is the sixth lesson within our Faith Foundation series.
讲到的是基督的事工。
And we will talking about the work of Christ.
这个信息，这个主题是非常宝贵的。
And this message and this topic is indeed very precious.
上周刘长老在我们当中跟我们分享耶稣基督是谁。
Last week, Pastor Alex talked about who Jesus is.
讲到耶稣是那创造一切的。
And he talked about Jesus is the creator of all things.
讲到他是拯救一切的。
And he is the savior.
我们要先认识主耶稣基督，然后呢，我们能够才能够切切的能够明了他的事工。
Well, we have to have an accurate understanding of who Jesus is in order to study the work that he has done.
耶稣基督是神。
Jesus Christ is God.
他是神。在人的形象里面用肉体的显现。
He is God in the flesh, manifested in human form.
他是圣子。
He is the Son of God.
他是自在永在的。
He is eternal and existing eternally.
他是圣经里面启示录说他是阿拉法，是俄梅加。
And in the book of Revelation, it says that he is the Alpha and the Omega.
就是说他是起初的，他是末后的。
Which means that he is the beginning and the end.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
时间、空间对他没有限制。
So he is not bound or restricted by time or space.
神也是借着主耶稣基督创造了这个世界。
And all things were created through Christ.
这个世界是被他充满的。
And he is everything is filled by him.
圣经上面说他是万有的。
The Bible says that he is in all things.
但是主耶稣基督在人类的历史当中却是2000多年前降世在这个世上。
But within the history of mankind, we know that Jesus came to this earth about 2000 years ago.
圣经上面说他是道成肉身。
And the Bible says that he is incarnate, God incarnate.
The incarnate word of God.
道
成肉身就是说神以着人的形象在肉身当中向人显现。
And God incarnate meaning that he is came down in the form of man in the flesh.
而主耶稣基督所做的事工是什么呢？
Well, what is the work of Christ?
在我们这个系列里面第六堂，这第六讲我们这个两个月前发出来的这张上面，我们怎么介绍今天的这个讲章呢？
And in the insert that we've passed out regarding the faith foundations of all the topics that in the series, this particular series is listed as number 6. And what was the description listed?
耶稣所要成就的是什么？
What did Jesus set out to accomplish?
他的死和复活对我们今生，我们今天所过的生活有什么实际的效益吗？
Did his death and resurrection have any practical effect for this life?
还是只是说跟永生有关？
Or was it all focused on eternity?
神的儿子他不顾自己的尊荣，他降卑的取了人的样式。
The Holy Son of God set aside his glory, humbled himself,and took the form of a man.
他一生完全的公义。
And he lived a righteous life.
而且他为了人的罪，他甘心的献上自己，成为那完美的赎罪祭。
And he willingly surrendered himself as a perfect sacrifice for the sins of others.
那么耶稣所做的这一切，对我个人有什么影响呢？
And then how does this affect me personally today?
所以为什么我说今天的这个主题是一个非常宝贵也非常切身的一个主题。
And that is why I say that this message today and on this topic is very precious and very personal to us.
昨天我们在雅各团契一起查经的时候
Yesterday in the fellowship, we've studied the Bible together.
讲到主耶稣基督喂饱5000人的这个神迹。
And we talked about the miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000.
讲到主耶稣基督在水上行走的神迹。
We talked about the miracle of him walking on water.
但是当我们在彼此分享的时候，
But as we were sharing together,
我们就在想念说，当主耶稣基督跟门徒说话的时候。
And we thought about when Jesus spoke to his disciples.
当主耶稣基督在教导他的门徒的时候。
And when Jesus taught his disciples.
门徒的反应是什么？
What was the response of his disciples?
起先呢，我们是针对门徒的一些反应做一些评论。
At first, we were discussing and judging on the responses of the disciples.
我们就发现这些门徒信心非常的缺乏。
And then we've come to the conclusion that they were lacking in faith.
其中一个姐妹就说他们事实上挺差劲的。
And one of the sisters says, actually, they're pretty pitiful.
但是接下来他就说我们也是一样，就像他们一样差劲。
But then afterwards he said, well, actually, we're pretty much like them.
可是当我们在读到这段经文的时候，我心里面就在想。
But as we were reading this passage, I was thinking,
我们不是在读一个人的故事。
We're not just reading about a story of one man.
好像跟我们自己没有关系。
As if it has no relation with me.
我们读的记载是关乎于我们的主耶稣基督。
What we are reading is regarding our Lord Jesus.
所以我们就在一起思想，如果主耶稣基督跟我们说同样的话，我们是怎么样的反应？
So then we must think that if our Lord Jesus was speaking the same words to us, what would our response be?
历史感觉到就是说主在我们当中。
The history gives us a sense that our...
历史的 immediately.
Immediately, our Jesus is with us.
当主问门徒说这群人饥饿，我们要怎么样去喂养他们？
When the Lord asked, there are people that are hungry, how are we going to feed them?
如果我们是跟着主耶稣，跟随主耶稣基督的那一群门徒。
And if we are one of the disciples that has followed Jesus.
然后主耶稣问我们这个问题。
And if Jesus asked us that same question.
我们会怎么样的反应？
What would our response be?
我们自然的反应是什么？然后如果我们要学习有信心的反应是什么？
What would our natural response be, and what would our response in faith be?
因为在读神的话的时候，特别是在读到主耶稣基督生平的时候。
Because when we read God's word, especially when we're reading about the life of Jesus,
我们就好像在主的面前。
It's as if we are personally before our Lord Jesus.
主就在我们的当中。
Our Lord is with us.
所以今天当我们在思想主耶稣基督的事工的时候，
So today, as we discuss and share about what the work of Jesus is,
我的盼望是
and my hope is,
我们能够更亲近主
we can draw near to God.
我们谦卑地来到主的面前
we can humbly come before our Lord.
让我们知道主在我们当中
and we know our Lord is with us.
让我们一起祷告
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们知道你是爱我们的。
We know that you love us.
因为在我们还做罪人的时候
，Because while we were still sinners,
你已经差遣了你的爱子主耶稣基督来到世上为我们的罪而受死。
You've already sent your Son to die for us on the cross for our sins.
没有比这个更显明出你的爱了。
There's nothing more that can manifest your love.
不但如此，你让我们在这个生命当中因着认识你。
And not only so, but in this life, you allow us to know you.
使我们对我们的生命有一个更深刻的认识。
So that we can have an accurate understanding of ourselves and our own life.
使我们对人生的价值。
And the value that we place on our lives.
人生的宝贵。
And the preciousness of life itself.
人生的目的。
And the purpose of life.
都能够有清楚的认识。
That we would all have a good understanding.
并且在我们过生活的时候。
And also in the way that we live our daily life,
我们能够真正的清楚的开始认识到
so that we can have a clear and accurate understanding,
什么叫做爱
what is love,
什么叫做盼望
what is hope,
什么叫做信靠
what is faith and dependency,
什么叫做光明
what it means to have vision.
感谢你
We thank you.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们来看今天的第一段经文，在彼得前书第二章。
Let us turn to our first passage, 1 Peter chapter 2,
第24、25节。
Verse 24 and 25.
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死， 就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。你们从前好像迷途的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
弟兄姐妹，今天当我们在讲到主耶稣基督的事工的时候，
Dear brothers and sisters, as we talk about the topic on the work of Christ,
我们今天从两大方面跟弟兄姐妹们来交通。
And there will be two main points that I'd like to share with you.
第一
Number one,
因为主耶稣基督是我的救主。
Because our Lord Jesus is our Lord and Savior,
我知道他是我的替代。
I know that he is the substitute.
因为主耶稣基督是我的救主，他是我的替代。
Because he is my Lord and Savior, he is my substitute.
主耶稣基督是我们的替代，这是在基督教的教义里面，事实上是一个非常非常的中心的一个思想。
Jesus as our substitute is a core theological point in Christianity.
Yeah, it's a core doctrine.
Doctrine.
It's a central doctrine in the Christian belief. 但是我们今天我们要来思想的不是我们在神学，我们不是因为神学上面要去对这个做研究或讨论。
But we're not discussing this based on just theology.
我们要从神的话里面来认识神的心意。
We need to know God's heart by reading His word.
主耶稣基督是我们的替代。是什么意思？然后它的意义是什么
？And what does it mean? And what is the purpose and meaning for Jesus as our substitute?
你看，在二十四节里面讲到主耶稣基督，讲到挂在木头上，就是他在十字架上面被钉死。
And in verse 24, what we just read, when it says he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, meaning him hanging on the cross.
他亲身担待了什么？
What did he personally take on?
他亲身担待了我们的罪。
He personally took on our sins.
这是主耶稣基督的一个替代。
That is the substitute that was provided by Jesus.
罪是不属于耶稣的。
Sin does not belong to Jesus.
他是一个完全的。
Because he is righteous.
他是公义的。
And he is just.
他是圣洁的。
He is holy.
他是毫无瑕疵的。
He is perfect.
因为他是神。
Because he's God.
但是就算当他道成肉身了，来到这世上成为人的样式的时候。
And at the moment when he came in the flesh and took on the form of man.
他从一个无限的神成了一个有限的肉身。
He became a limited being.
他完全在许多事上限制了自己。
So he limited himself.
所有人的情感，所有人对事对物的感受和想法。
So all of the thoughts of man and the emotions and feelings.
都是他亲身经历的。
He experienced in the flesh.
但是他却并没有向任何一个人。
But he did.
But he is unlike any other man.
But he is unlike any other man.
他在这些事情上面，虽然他是完全的人，他却从来没有犯过罪。
But even though he took on the flesh and just like any other man, but he himself did not commit any sin.
因为罪是属于人的。
Because sin belongs to man.
很多时候我们在传福音的时候
，A lot of times when we are sharing the gospel,
我们发现。跟人讲神的存在并不是最难的事情。
We find out that it's not difficult to talk about God.
Or the existence,
the existence of God.
我们甚至可以讨论圣经的历史的价值。
And we can talk about and discuss the value of the Bible or church history.
我们甚至 or the,
history
the historical value of the scripture.或者我们甚至可以讲耶稣的生平
，or we can talk about the life of Jesus，
或者是耶稣这个人对世界的整个历史的影响
or his impact upon the world.
可是我们却发现,
but we find out,
当我们讲到罪这件事情的时候,
when we bring up the topic of sin,
是最难的,
that is the most difficult.
可是同时间,弟兄姐妹,
but at the same time, dear brothers and sisters,
当我们回想自己在神面前的经历,
when we think about our own personal experience,
我们了解一点。
We realize one thing.
对自己有罪这件事情，事实上是非常容易理解的。
It is actually easy to understand that we have sin.
当我们自己私底下在思想我们的生命的时候。
When we start reflect upon our own life,
当我们自己检查我们的思想、我们的行为，
when we examine our thoughts and our behavior,
人有罪这件事情是非常容易明了的。
That we all have sin is easy to come to that conclusion.
事实上也是容易承认的。
And it's easy to admit.
难是难在要跟别人承认。
And what is difficult is having the other person admit to that.
难是难在别人说我有罪。
What's difficult is saying other people have sin.
所以你知道神的话很有意思。
So God's word is very interesting.
圣经里面从来不需要对人证明人有罪。
The Bible never has to prove that people have sin.
他只要把罪的影响还有罪的表现描述出来，人就知道了。
All it has to do is record the manifestation of sin, then people will see, will understand.
我们对人的仇恨。
The hatred that we have between men.
我们对人的不满。
Displeasure and criticism of others.
我们对自己的骄傲。
The pride that we have in us.
总是要把别人贬低，所以我自己可以提升。
So that we put other people down so that I can raise myself up.
对别人的嫉妒。
The jealousy or envy that I have upon others.
或甚至对自己的自卑。
Or our own self-pity.
人与人之间的冲突。
The conflict between people.
自己在思想上面的不成熟。
The immaturity of our own thoughts.
自己对事情看事情看得看这个看得肤浅看不透。
When we see things not clearly, we don't see things clearly.
这些事情当我们在回想的时候，我们知道这是罪。
And when we come to think about that and reflect upon that, we know that that is sin.
圣经上面也跟我们描述许许多多罪的后果以及罪的行为。
And the Bible also records about the consequences of sin and actions of sin.
因为我们是有罪的。
Because we have sin,
罪就需要有罪的代价。
Then sin needs to have punishment.
而负责要付上代价的人就是那犯罪的人。
And those that need to take on the punishment and the consequences of sin is the person that commits the sin.
所以我们自己是有罪的人，我们要负这个责任。
So because we have sinned and we've committed sin, we need to take on that the consequence and the punishment.
所以圣经上面告诉我们说，主耶稣基督他担当了我们的罪。
So the Bible tells us that Jesus took on and was a substitute for our sin.
而且这边讲到，不是说主耶稣基督成了我们的代罪羔羊而已。
And here it doesn't say that Jesus not only became the unblemished lamb, the scapegoat.
好像说我们把我们的罪摆在主耶稣基督的身上。
As if we're saying that our sins were put on Jesus.
而是主耶稣基督亲自的、自愿的把我们的罪承担在他的身上。
It is Jesus willingly taking on the sins upon himself.
这个观念非常的不一样。
And that's there's a distinction.
我们人如果以人为主的话，为自我的中心的话
，If we ourselves put ourselves as the center，
如果我要为我的罪做解决的话，我要找一个人去替代我的罪。
Then if I need to resolve this problem of sin, I need to choose someone to to be a substitute.
这样我就不需要对我的罪负责了。
Then I don't have to be accountable for my sins.
人是这样子，对不对？
Isn't that the thoughts of man?
做错事了，找别人负担，找别人去担。
If I've done something wrong, I'm gonna have a scapegoat.
找借口推卸责任。
Or I find an excuse.
可是这里并不是如此。
But here it's not so.
这里我们就看见神在我们的拯救的上面，神所向我们彰显的爱了。
But here we see God's love manifested to us in what He has done.
主耶稣基督因着顺服天父。
And Jesus, because of His obedience to the Heavenly Father,
因为他对我们每一个人的爱。
And His love for every one of us,
他自愿的亲自的来到这个世上。
And He willingly and personally came onto this earth.
他担待了我们的罪，就是说他把我们罪的这个责任他扛起来了。
And He took on all of our sins Himself.
我们看，这是彼得，使徒彼得告诉我们的。我们看哥罗西书第三章第十三节。
Let's take a look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 13.
对不起，是加拉太书三章十三节。
Actually, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13.
这里使徒保罗也告诉我们说，基督既为我们受了诅咒，就赎出我们脱离律法的诅咒，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上的都是被诅咒的。
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree.
在这里，使徒保罗同样把主耶稣基督这个替代我们的事工讲得清清楚楚。
And here Paul similarly describes Christ being a substitute and becoming a curse for us.
基督替代了我们，受了诅咒。
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us.
而他之所以需要承担这个诅咒，就是因为罪的缘故。
And he needs to take on this curse is because of sin.
而因为他担待了我们的罪，他受了这个神的因为罪的诅咒，使我们能够被他赎出来。
And because he took on the sin upon our sins upon himself, then the consequences that is that he needed to become that curse for us.
主耶稣基督替代我们的这个事工是一个很重要的事工。
And what the work of Christ, what he has done is very important.
圣经里面不断的提到。
And it's recorded in the Bible frequently.
在哥林多后书第五章第二十一节。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5,
verse 21. 同样使徒保罗在这边说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
这位无罪的就是主耶稣基督。
This person that has no sin or knew no sin is Jesus.
而这个无罪的在原文里面事实上讲到是他根本是对罪是不认识的。
And in the original language, what it says, what it's saying here is he actually doesn't even recognize what sin is.
也就是说不认识的意思就是他跟罪毫无相关的。
In other words, he has no relation with sin.
他不但没有罪行。
He not only does not have any sinful actions.
他没有罪性。
He doesn't have any nature of sin.
他没有要犯罪的思想。
He doesn't have any thoughts of sin.
所以更没有罪的行为。
So of course, he doesn't have any sinful actions.
他跟罪是毫无相干的。
He has no relation with sin.
但是因为你和我，因为世人的罪，他却与罪有了关系。
But because of the sin of the world, he now has relations with sin.
我们回到彼得前书第二章第二十四节。
Let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 2.
弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
当我们在想到主耶稣基督的时候
，When we think about our Lord Jesus,
很多时候我们想到信耶稣进天堂。
And oftentimes we think about if we believe in Jesus, we will enter into heaven.
或者说信耶稣就不下地狱。
Or in other words, if I believe in Jesus, I won't go to hell.
或者说我们信耶稣，我们就可以得到祝福。
Or, when we believe in Jesus, we will receive blessing.
信耶稣就得永生或长生不老。
When we receive Jesus or believe in Jesus, we will not grow old.
可是你知道吗？
But, do you know?
当我们想到我们的主耶稣基督的时候，
When we think about our Lord Jesus,
当我们讲到主耶稣基督的爱的时候，
When we talk about the love of Jesus,
弟兄姐妹，我们首先需要清楚认识到的是主耶稣基督是我们的替代。
The first thing that we have to recognize is that Jesus is our substitute.
在我们跟神之间的关系上面，主耶稣基督是我们替代，这个是中心思想。
That is the center of our concept that He is our substitute.
这是我们的中心价值。
That is the core value that we have.
我们说主耶稣基督是救赎我们的。
We say that Jesus saved us.
他是怎么救赎我们？
Well, how did he save us?
是因为他成了我们罪的替代。
Because he became he was a substitute for our sins.
当我们说我们要认识主的时候，我们有这几个过程。我们要首先成为公义的。
When we say that we want to have a relationship with God,
we need to
be justified before God.
我们要成为公义的，或我们要称义。
And we have to be righteous before God.
可是我们为怎么能够称义呢？
But how can we be righteous?
因为主耶稣基督替代了我们。
Because our Lord Jesus substituted for us.
我们的罪归到他的身上，他的公义归到了我们的身上。
Our sins are put upon him, but his righteousness came upon us.
我们说我们成为神的儿女之后，我们要有一个成圣的道路。
And we say when we become children of God, we need to have a righteous life.
Or we need to live a life of sanctification. 我们怎么样能够过一个成圣的生活呢？
Well, how can we have a sanctified life?
因为我们的主耶稣基督是我们的替代。
Because our Lord Jesus was a substitute for us.
我们才能过一个公义的生活。
So that we can live a righteous life.
我们才能有一个公义的思想。
So that we can have righteous thoughts.
我们可以与罪脱离。
So that we can be free from sin.
所以我们对人、对事、对生活的出发点不再是从罪的捆绑当中去开始。
So our thoughts and perception is not going to be coming from sin, from a perspective of sin.
而是能够从神的爱、神的公义、神的怜悯。神的温柔。
But it is from the perspective of God's love and mercy and gentleness.
我们才能够从信实作为出发点来过我们的生活。
So that we can have faithfulness as our
as a source or foundation of the way we approach life. 我们讲到，当我们做基督徒，我们所向往的是有一天我们能够得到荣耀。Glorification.
So that when we live this type of life, so that we can have glorification.
有一天我们能够进到神的国。
So one day we can enter into the kingdom of God.
我们离世之后，我们可以与我们的主耶稣面对面。
So when we leave this life, we can face our Lord Jesus.
我们的生命，我们的这个肉体有了一个转变，从一个必朽坏的变成不朽坏的。
So that our body will be transformed from a
For one that is corruptible to one that is incorruptible.
Yeah.
我们会活在神的荣耀里面，我们同时得到荣耀。
We will live in God's glory, and at the same time, we will receive glory.
可是我们怎么样能够有这样子荣耀的盼望？
But how can we have this hope of glorification?
因为主耶稣基督已经替代了我们。
Because Jesus already substituted for
us. 他已经亲身担待了我们的罪，我们的罪在神的眼中已经不被神来纪念了。
Because he personally took on our sins so that God doesn't hold us accountable for our sins.
主耶稣基督是荣耀的主。
Jesus is a glorious Lord.
他的生命是荣耀的生命。
And his life is a glorious life.
所以当我们有了主耶稣基督的生命之后，我们才能够在荣耀当中与主面对面。
So when we have the life of Christ in us, then we can live this glorious life before God.
今天在聚会，这个在我们的主日聚会之后有圣餐。
Today after our worship service, we will have communion.
圣餐是在信徒生活里面，在教会生活里面是一个非常重要的一个聚会。
And communion is a very precious gathering for the church.
主耶稣基督在世的时候，
when Jesus was still on earth,
他就两件事情他为我们做榜样，并且给我们立下一个我们一直要能够持守的一聚会。
He provided two ordinances
for us to follow. And he set an example for us. 第一就是当我们信主之后，我们要受洗归入他的名下。
The first is if we received him as our Lord and Savior, we need to be baptized in his name.
第二就是他借着在最后晚餐的时候跟门徒所设立的这个圣餐。
And the second ordinance is during the Last Supper when he had communion with his disciples.
当我们在圣餐当中纪念主耶稣基督的时候，我们在纪念什么？
And during communion when we remember Jesus, what are we remembering?
我们纪念的就是主耶稣基督给我们的替代。
What we're trying to remember is that Jesus was our substitute.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
他亲身担待了我们的罪。
He personally took on our sins.
如今罪已经与我们无关了。
So that now we have no relation with sin.
因为主耶稣基督肩负了、担负了罪的后果和代价。
Because Jesus took on the punishment and the consequences of sin upon himself.
并且今天我们在神的面前，我们是公义圣洁的。
So that now today, when we stand before a holy God, we are righteous.
这个圣洁公义不是你的，不是我的，是主耶稣基督的。
And this righteousness does not belong to us; it belongs to our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们看彼得前书第五章二十四节的中间。
And let us look at 1 Peter chapter 5.
主耶稣基督因为替代了我们，所以我们今天是在罪上死。但是呢，我们是在义上活。
Which passage?
I just read in the middle that we're dead to sin, 24. We're dead to sin and alive to righteousness.
We're dead to sin, but we are alive in righteousness.
弟兄姐妹，我们要对我们的救恩有一个正确的认识。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to have an accurate understanding of our salvation.
救恩以前跟弟兄姐妹们分享过。
Salvation, I've shared with brothers and sisters before.
不是一张上天堂的一张票。
It's not just a ticket to get into heaven.
救恩是主耶稣基督替代我们的罪，然后将他的公义和他的完全的生命赐给了我们。
Salvation is Jesus taking on the consequences and punishment of our sins so that we can live and have a righteous life, and the righteousness comes from him.
罪今天跟我没有关系了，所以我在罪上面，好像罪对我来说是死的。
So that today I have no relation with sin, it's as if sin is to me is dead.
或者说我在罪的这件事情上面我是死的，它对我毫无关系，毫无影响。
Or in other words, I am dead to sin. The sin has no effect on me.
可是我有一个生命。
But I still have this life.
我这个生命是要去活的。
But this life I need to live.
我这个生命是要去经历的。
And this life I need to experience.
而这个生命是什么？是公义的生命。
And what is that life? It is a righteous life.
这个是救恩。
That is salvation.
我们今天因着主耶稣基督拯救了我们的罪，我们在罪里面我们已经死亡了。
And because of Jesus' salvation, what he has done for us today, to sin, we're already dead.
但是他所给我的却是一个丰丰富富，是一个公义的生命。
But what he has given to us is a complete and full life.
这个生命是要我去活的。
And this life that I received from him, I need to live it out.
这个生命是我要丰丰富富的去经历的。
And this life that I received from him is one that I need to experience.
所以我们讲到主耶稣基督是我们替代的时候，
So when we say that Jesus is our substitute,
今天我们对所谓主耶稣基督的拯救有一个更清楚的认识，
So that we can have a more accurate understanding of our salvation.
我们说神拯救我，
We say that God saves us.
他到底拯救我什么？
What did he save us from?
当然首先他是将我的灵魂拯救。
Of course, he saves our spirit.
他将我从罪的捆绑当中拯救出来。
And he saves us from the bondage of sin.
可是今天因为主耶稣基督的替代使我跟神有了关系。
But because of Jesus' substitute and what he has done, now I have a relationship with God.
你知道主耶稣基督的拯救不是只是一个永生或者是灵魂里面的一种拯救。
Did you know that the salvation that Jesus gives is not just a spiritual saving in, of our spirit?
他在我们生活当中生命里面有实在的拯救。
That he also saves us from our everyday life?
你记得彼得在船上的时候，曾经有一次看见耶稣在水面上行走。
Do you remember? And the Bible is recorded that the apostle Peter in the boat saw Jesus walking on water.
他在船里面，在海上是大风大浪。
When Peter was on the boat, there was a huge storm that hit.
可是看见他的主在水面上行走，彼得就说。
But when he saw his Lord Jesus walking on the water,
他说：“主啊，若是你的话，你就叫我去你那里。”
And he says, Lord, if it is you, call me out to you.
彼得很有信心。
He was full of faith.
他就在水面上行走去找耶稣了。
And he himself actually walked on water to go to Jesus.
靠着信心过生活。
Living by faith.
可是结果他眼睛一看，大风大浪。
But when he saw the wind and the big waves,
突然间一看，脚下面怎么我在水上面走啊？
Then he looked down and he realized, oh, he's walking on water.
他就开始沉了。
Then he began to sink.
生命当中遇到了风暴。
When there's a storm that comes in your life,
立时信心就缩减了。
Then your faith becomes smaller.
生命生活受到威胁了。
Because now you are,
your livelihood is immediately threatened. Yeah, at risk.但是因为他跟主耶稣基督有生命上面的联合，他马上立时可以呼求主啊，救我。
But because his life is connected with Jesus, he can immediately call out to the Lord to save him.
主也立时的就把他扶起来，然后呢，他们就到了船上。
And the Lord Jesus immediately grabs him by the hand and saves him, and they both get back onto the boat.
然后船就到了目的地。
And then the boat arrives at its destination.
当我们因着主耶稣基督跟神的生命有了连结之后，
When we have connection with God through our Lord Jesus,
主耶稣基督的事工是拯救的事工。
The work of Christ is a work that saves.
这不是只是永生未来的事情。
It's not just something to do with eternity or in heaven.
这是跟我们今天我们每时每刻每日过生活都有关系的。
It has to do with our daily life, every minute and second of our lives.
他是拯救我们的。
He saves and he rescues.
我们也讲到主耶稣基督他是释放我们的。
We also say that Jesus liberates.
今天他因为把我们的罪的问题解决了，使我们能够在义上面活。
Because he saved us from our sins that we can live in righteousness.
他从什么光景里面释放我们？
How does he liberate us?
他将我们从罪恶的捆绑当中释放出来。
He liberates us from the bondage of sin.
可是什么样叫做被罪恶当中捆绑里面释放出来？
What does liberating from the bondage of sin mean?
我们如果看我们罗马书第七章。
If we take a look at Romans chapter 7,
罗马书第七章里面讲的是我们每个人都有的经历。
Actually, what is described in Romans chapter 7 is what we all experience.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
在我里头，就是在我的肉体之中，没有良善。因为立志为善由得我，但是行出来的由不得我。因此，我所愿意去做的善，我反而不做；但是呢，我不愿意做的恶，我反倒去做。
For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing.
我要立志，我自己的心里面我知道对的，我知道错的。
In my heart, I know what is right and wrong.
我知道善的，我知道恶的。
I know what is good and what is evil.
可是那好的，那善的，那对的，我偏偏做不到。
But what is good and what is right, I cannot carry it out.
可是那错的，那恶的，我反而偏偏去做。
But what is wrong and evil, I keep on doing.
24节保罗就说，我真是苦啊。
In verse 24,
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
In verse 24, it says, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of death?
感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能够脱离了。
Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督的事工是释放的事工。
The work of Christ is a liberating work.
当我们对罪有这么鲜明而且这么切身的认识的时候，我们就知道我们是被罪捆绑的，我们是受罪，我们是受到罪的控制的。
When we have a clear and accurate understanding of sin, we realize that we actually are under the control and bondage of sin.
不但是行为有如此的表现，我们思想上面也没办法自己控制。
Not only in our action, but also in our thoughts, we're not able to control.
但是主耶稣基督是使我们释放的主。
But our Lord Jesus is a Lord that liberates us.
我们真的要去好好的经历一下。
We should all experience this ourselves.
被释放的感觉。
What does it feel like to be liberated?
你有没有看过，或者也许你自己有这样做过？
Have you ever seen or ever experienced this yourself?
站在人面前的时候，
When you are standing before man,
要抬头挺胸缩肚子。
You need to stand up tall with a good posture.
你看我这样
是不是 with
your gut sucked in? 人模人样的。
Like that?
Well, you do it too. You do it too. Tuck in your tummy. Yeah, stand up.
I don't have a tummy. I don't have a tummy.
用力，用力。哦，你看，正好，正好。
缩进
去，肚子缩进去。好，可以站多久啊？那有些人
How long can you stand?
有些人还绑束腰，我们今天就不知道有没有人绑，但没关系，有人要绑束腰。
There are other people that have corsets to keep their body in shape.
很累啊。
It's very tiring.
我站不到一分钟，我很累了。
I cannot even stand like this for 1 minute.
好，我要释放了。
Okay, I'm gonna be liberated.
好舒服。
It feels good.
你们大家要不要试一下？坐直。
Why don't you sit up straight?
肚子缩进去。
With effort, suck in your gut.
啊，有精神了。
啊， you have energy now.
不可以呼吸。
Don't breathe.
啊，释放了。
Liberated.
很舒服。
It feels really good.
我记得以前我带朱老师母90多岁老人家去吃饭。
I remember one time I took Elder Mrs. Chu out to lunch.
呀，不是我们现在的朱师母，是比她更大的朱师母。
Not our Mrs. Chu, but it's a another elder, even more elderly.
现在老人家已经在与主同在了。
Of course, she is now with the Lord.
她最讨厌的一件事情就是坐车的时候要系安全带。
One thing that she despises is putting on the seatbelt while she's in the car.
每次坐到车上，我一定要求她系安全带。
Every time we get in the car, I always request that she put on her seatbelt.
她就说坐牢了，坐牢了。
She always says, "Oh, I'm in prison."
然后呢，车一停，第一件事情赶快把这个安全带松掉。
Once the vehicle stops, she immediately loosens the seatbelt.
她就说自由了。
And she'll say, "Oh, I'm liberated, freedom."
这个安全带对她来说是一个束缚。
Because the seatbelt to her is a restraint.
我们的这个束腰是一个束缚。
Similarly, like belts or corsets is a restraint.
当我们从那样的一个约束当中释放出来的这个所谓的得自由、得释放，是非常非常的享受的一件事情。
Because when we feel liberated from something or freed from something, it's a really good feeling.
能够从罪恶当中被释放出来，能够在思想行为上面不再受罪的约束，这个是只有神的儿女、主耶稣基督的门徒才能够经历到的。
And the feeling of being liberated from the bondage of sin, whether in action or in thoughts, can only be experienced by the children of God.
而主耶稣基督，因为他是我们的替代，他也让使我们能够跟神和好。
And because Jesus was our substitute, it allows us to reconcile with God.
在新约里面多处提到与神和好是福音的重心。
And in the New Testament, being reconciled with God is a key doctrine.
保罗说，神所赐给我的是一个与神和好的事工。
And Paul says, what God has given me is a work that is reconciled with God.
神给我们这些属神的人能够传出去的这个福音就是一个与神和好的福音。
And God gives us the gospel to share with others is a gospel that is of reconciliation with God.
与神和好的意思就是我们的生命今天与神的生命连结了。
And reconciliation with God means that our life is now connected with God.
但是为什么要先和好才能与神的生命连结呢？
But why do we first have to have reconciliation in order to be connected with God?
因为我们人有罪的时候，我们是受诅咒的。
Because when we have sin, we are cursed by God.
当我们有罪的时候，我们是不能与那圣洁无罪的神有连结的。
When we have sin, we cannot connect with a pure and holy God.
甚至不是我们不愿意与神连接，是我们不能与神连接，我们不知道要与神连接。
And it's not that we don't want to connect with God, but it's we don't have the ability, to connect with God.
当我们的生命没有办法与赐生命的神连接的时候
，When we cannot connect with a God that gives life,
那就像一个电器没有插到插头里面一样。
It's as if it's an appliance that is not connected, that does not have electricity.
你空有生命的形象，但是没有生命的力量。
You have the form of life, but you don't have the power and the essence of life.
就算是一时好像有一点力气，但是马上顿时就无力了。
It's as if you only have life for a moment, but it dies out quickly.
这个与神分隔的生命是一个假象，是一个短暂。
But this disconnect with God is temporary.
但是因为主耶稣基督的替代，如今我们可以跟神和好了。
But because of the work of Christ as our substitute, now we can reconcile with God and be connected with God.
因为只有耶稣基督可以解决罪的问题。
Because only Jesus can solve our problem of sin.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是为什么今天我们说基督教不是一个宗教。
And that is why, dear brothers and sisters, when we say Christianity is not a religion.
对，从人的角度来看，它是属于宗教范围里面的一类。
But of course, in the perspective in man's eyes, Christianity is categorized as a religion.
但是基督教，圣经里面所跟我们看见启示的真理，不是一个宗教。
But what God's word and the Bible has revealed to us, Christianity is not a religion.
因为今天我们要来认识的不是一个组织。
Because what we come to recognize is this, it's not an organization.
不是一个社团。
It's not a,
it's not
a club.
Yeah,
or,
right. 不是一个哲学。
And it's not a philosophy.
甚至不是一本经文。
And of course, it's not just a, literature,
yeah, or some kind of scripture,
sacred scripture,
yeah. 也不是人对生命的一种探索
and it's not just a outlook of life,
也不是神学
and it's not theology,
是耶稣基督
it is Jesus Christ,
是耶稣基督为我们的罪所做的替代的事工。
It is what Jesus Christ has done for us as a substitute.
这个是在我们生命里面作为神的儿女作为主的门徒跟别人完全不一样的地方。
This is what's different from all other religions.
当人问说你今天说是基督徒为什么你觉得做基督徒有价值啊
When people ask you, well, today you're a Christian, why do you think that being a Christian is so precious?
做基督徒有什么好处啊
What benefits do you have as a Christian?
如果我们只会说得祝福
If we say that only we receive blessing,
那不信耶稣的人也有祝福啊
Of course, those that don't believe in Jesus also
我们生活过得安逸
Because if you have a comfortable life,
没有耶稣的人也可以过一个安逸的生活。
People that don't have Jesus can also live a comfortable life.
所以我们做神的儿女，做基督徒的价值和好处是什么？
So what is the value and what are the benefits for us to be Christians?
是我们有主耶稣基督。
It is because we have Jesus.
是我们认识他。
It's because we know him.
我们认识他的爱。
And we know about his love.
过去这一周，我想在新闻里面大概最大的一个新闻就是在拉斯维加斯发生的这一次的枪击案。
And during this week, of course, the biggest news that we've heard, is the incident in Vegas.
这个人拿了几十支的枪。
This person had about 10 or 15 guns, or rifles.
然后向着在露天开音乐会的这个人群当中去扫射。
And he fired upon a open concert.
50多人死亡，500多人受伤。
About 50 people dead, about 500 people were injured.
是在美国的历史上面最这个死伤最严重的一次的枪击案。
And this is in American history, one of the deadliest shootings, mass shootings.
然后大家都在问一个问题。
And then everybody is asking this question.
为什么这个人要做这件事？
Why did this person carry this crime?
一开始大家想是跟这个恐怖分子有关系。
And the first thought, of course, on everyone's minds is, oh, he's connected with terrorists.
好像这样子，因为这样子就有一个交代，至少有个理由。
Because then, at least, there is closure, there is a reason.
但是如今发现他跟恐怖分子没有关系。
But then we realize that he has no connection to terrorists.
大家就不了解为什么这个人要做这件事情。
Then we don't know why he would carry out such a crime.
大家都在问这个问题。
And everybody's asking
this question. 媒体在那边调查。
And the media is trying to research.
联邦政府在那边调查。
And the FBI are trying to research and investigate.
为的就是要找出这个原因。
Is to find the reason why.
可是弟兄姐妹，当我看到这个新闻的时候
，But dear brothers, when I read this news,
我的心里面当然是非常沉重，也为那些死伤的人和他们家属难过。
Of course, my heart is heavy. I feel sorry and for the families that were affected.
可是当我看到这些人在问这为什么的时候
，But when I see all these people asking the question why,
为着就是要找到一个理由，使得他们思想上面可以好像能够有一种这个交代
，so that they can have once they find the reason, is so that they can have some type of closure.
我就觉得很可笑
，and I find that funny.
Laughable. 为什么
？Why?
因为这件事情就让我们看见这个世上是有罪有恶的。
Because it allows us to see that in this world there is sin, there is evil.
今天我们在这个社会上面不只是美国，全世界要提倡的是什么？所谓的一种社会福音。
And today what we hear a lot, what is popular is social gospel.
我们要讲爱，我们要讲接纳。
We want to talk about love and acceptance.
恶跟这个爱跟接纳可以阻止这种问题吗
？Can love and acceptance solve this problem?
你知道那些讲爱跟接纳的人
？You know those people that talk about love and acceptance?
他们是第一个把那些跟他们阵线不在一起的人当成敌对的仇视的对象。
They are the first ones that.Are in opposition with those that are, disagree with them.
Yeah, I'll make it stronger. Those people who claim to champion the gospel of love and acceptance, they are the first one to hate and to be enemies of those who do not stand along with them. 然后呢，讲到这个枪击案。大家就说我们要控制枪械的买卖。
And of course, one of the ways to solve this problem, they talk about the restriction of the selling of guns.
是不是可能会有影响？是。
Will that make an impact? Yes.
可是能够解决这个罪跟恶的问题吗
？But will it solve the root problem?
不行。
No.
这个人，他
他需要主耶稣基督的救恩啊。
This person needs the salvation of Jesus.
而且也不是这个个人而已。
And not just this one person.
你知道今天在社会上面
Do you know, today in society,
你知道我们就算讲个人
if we talk about
the individual, 我们讲到家庭的关系
when we talk about family,
夫妻亲子的关系
marriage and children,
人与人之间的关系
the relation between people,
社会阶层不同的文化之间的冲突
the conflicts between different cultures,
种族之间的冲突
and the conflicts between races,
甚至国与国之间的战争
and the wars between nations,
所有这一切的问题都是因为罪的影响
And all of this is caused by sin.
所有这一切都能够得到解决的是主耶稣基督替代的工作。
And all of those issues can be solved through the work of Christ.
今天，如果世上每一个人
Today, if everybody in this world
都拥有了主耶稣基督的救恩
have the salvation through Jesus
都因着主耶稣基督替代的事工在为在罪上死了，然后在义上而活。
That they have our Lord Jesus and dead to sin and live in righteousness.
这世界才可以讲真正的爱。
Then we can talk about the true love in this world.
才能讲到真正的和平。
And true peace.
我们的眼界可以从自己展放到全世界。
Our vision can start from our individual from ourselves to expand to the whole world.
我自己要因为在善与恶之间的冲突已经被解决了。
Because the conflict that I have between good and evil have been solved.
我才可以跟我的家人信主的家人一起在对的错的事情上面一起有和谐。
Then I can have agreement with my family that are also saved by Jesus.
因着我们的家庭当中有和谐，我们才教会的生活，我们在这社会上面的生活，甚至我们人与人之间在这世界上面的影响力，才能够达到神拯救世界的这个心意。Because if we ourselves resolve the conflict between good and evil, and our conflict between righteousness and sin.We ourselves are satisfied, therefore we are able to be reconciled with our family members so that we can have peace and harmony within the family. And because we're able to be fulfilled in our family, we are able to have that same life in the church, in the society, in this nation, and in the world. That is the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is why Jesus is the Prince of Peace. 这是神对世界拯救的一个心意。This is heart of God.For the salvation of this world. We need to be, then we are able to project this life from ourselves outward. 我们才能够将这样的神的一个心意从我们自己的生命当中能够展望出去。今天本来只要跟弟兄姐妹们讲两点。
Today I only want to share two points with brothers and sisters.
可是到现在只讲到一点。
But I've only shared one point.
好，第二点我就做结束好了。
Okay, I'll conclude with the second point.
我就说这是一个很丰富而且是非常非常珍贵的一个主题。
Of course, this topic is very precious.
本来要讲七点的，所以我讲两点，结果还是讲不完。
I originally wanted to share seven points, but
所以下次我跟刘彰老我们在讲这一系列的时候我就说我有两点要讲两堂。
Next time when we come up with the schedule, then I'll have to tell Pastor Alex I need two sessions for two points.
彼得前书我们再回到彼得前书的第二章第二十五节。
We go back to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 and 25.
你们从前好像迷路的羊如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人和监督了。
For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
主耶稣基督，他是我的救主，所以他是我的牧者。
Jesus is our Lord, so He is our shepherd.
弟兄姐妹，你知道主耶稣基督是我的牧者，因为他拯救了我。
Do you know that Jesus is our shepherd because He saved us?
我们因为罪，我们就像是迷途的羔羊，我们像迷途的羊一样。
Because of our sin, we are like a straying sheep.
主耶稣基督用他自己的生命将我们赎回了，所以我们这群迷途的羊又回到他的羊圈当中。
And Jesus used His life to redeem us so that we are now returned back to the shepherd.
他是我们灵魂的牧人，他是我们灵魂的监督。
He is the overseer of our souls.
牧人跟监督，我们以前讲到，这是在教会里面长老的职分。
The shepherd and overseer we last talked about, that is the role of the elders of the church.
可是真正掌管我们生命灵魂的牧人和监督是主耶稣基督。
But of course, the main shepherd and overseer is our Lord Jesus.
这也就是为什么任何一个带领的牧人，如果不是把信徒带到主耶稣基督面前，而是带到自己的面前，他们就不是属于主耶稣基督的人了。
And that is why any leader of the church that does not bring people back to the main shepherd and overseer, the Lord Jesus, then they are not true leaders of the church.
彼得在第五章里面有讲到，你们这些做长老的要牧养，要照管你们的羊群，神托付给你们的羊群。但是主耶稣基督是谁？他是大牧人，或者是牧长。
And in, chapter 5, it says that Jesus is the chief shepherd.
主耶稣基督在我们当中所做的事工，就是他是我们的牧人。
And the work of Christ is that he is our shepherd.
我们来看诗篇第23篇。
Let's take a look at Psalm chapter 23.
The
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
主耶稣基督是好牧人。
Jesus is the good shepherd.
主耶稣基督他用他的生命所换来的就是他能够牧养我们。
And Jesus used his life to exchange for shepherding us.
你知道我们在神里面所得到的一个最大的祝福就是主耶稣基督是我的牧者。
You know, the greatest blessing that we have after being saved is that Jesus is our shepherd.
当我们在读诗篇23章，当我们在默想这段经文的时候，
When we read and meditate upon Psalm 23,
我们看见这里面他告诉我们，主耶稣基督他因为是我们的牧人，他带领我。
Here we can see that because Jesus is our shepherd, He leads us.
我要去读大学，我要去哪里读？我要读什么专业？
If I'm about to go to college, what major should I major in?
主耶稣可以带领你。
Jesus can lead you and guide you.
我还单身，我向往家庭的生活，我的配偶是谁？主耶稣基督会有带领。
I'm single now, and I'm seeking a family. Jesus can guide you.
我要找工作，我要换工作，主耶稣基督有带领。
I'm looking for a job. I need to change my job. Jesus can guide you.
我在教会里面想要服事，我要在哪里服事？我在哪一方面能够有这个恩赐可以来服事？主耶稣基督有带领。
I want to serve in the church, but where am I supposed to serve? What are my spiritual gifts to serve in the church? Jesus can guide you.
因为他是带领我的牧人。
Because he is a shepherd that guides us.
他是供应我的牧人。
And he provides for us. He's a shepherd that provides.
我们常常听到弟兄姐妹们的见证。
And we often hear the testimony from brothers and sisters.
不是只是说在灵里面得到供应。
Not only do we provide, are we provided for spiritually?
当主耶稣基督说你要先求我的国和我的义，他的国他的义，这一切都必加添给你们的时候，这是讲到生活上面的需要。
When Jesus says that seek his kingdom first and everything else will be added, he's talking not about spiritual things but physical things.
他不但在灵里充满我们，在我们生活上面的需要，他一样供应。
Not only does he fulfill and satisfies us spiritually.But physically, he provides for us.
有的时候真的是很奇妙，想象不到。
A lot of times, it's unthinkable.
付学费的时候，神可以供应。
When it's time to pay for my tuition, he provides.
昨天听到一个上千块的修车，居然神也供应。
I heard about a car repair for thousands of dollars, and he provided.
有的时候神真的是给我们钱耶。
Of course, God sometimes just gives us money.
可是是怎么样子给，怎么样供应
？But how does he give and how does he provide？
怎么样去经历
？Is how we experience。
神带领我们，主耶稣基督带领我们。他是牧人，他供应我，他保护我。
Lord Jesus is our shepherd. He guides us, he leads us, and he protects us.
这都是牧人的工作。
Those are the responsibilities of a shepherd.
他能够使我苏醒。他当我走在生命当中疲惫的时候，他让我能够重新得力。
He restores my soul.
他看顾我。
He watches over me.
当我们看诗篇二十三篇的时候，我们看见的这位牧人，就是那位爱我们，而且是无微不至的爱的。
When we look at Psalm 23, when we look at this shepherd, this is a shepherd that loves us without end.
他的看顾、他的关爱和他的呵护，不是只是嘴巴上讲讲而已啊。
And this love that he shows us. Is not just lip service.
有时候我们关心人就是问一下，你还好吗？
A lot of times when we care for people, we just ask them, "How are you?"
不是。
No, it's not that way.
他是实质上面的供应，他是与我们一同行走的牧人。
He is a shepherd that walks with us.
这个是我们在主耶稣基督里面能够经历到的。
This is something that we can experience in our Lord Jesus.
因为这是他的事工。
Because that is his work.
甚至你可以说这就是主耶稣基督为我们所做的工作。
In other words, we can say that this is what God, Jesus has done for us.
只是讲工作好像显得很世俗。
But it's when we say the work, it seems worldly.
但是事实上神，我们的主也是有他的工作。
But in reality, of course, our Lord also has his work.
他的工作就是带领我们，爱护我们。
And his work is leading us, watching over us, and teaching us.
今天我们就用诗篇二十三篇做一个结束。
So today we'll conclude using Psalm 23.
弟兄姐妹，让我们来纪念我们的主。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us remember our Lord Jesus.
今天的重点不是让我们去在知识上面认识主耶稣基督的工作。
And the main point today is not just for us to haveHead knowledge of the work of Christ.
今天的重点是能够经历到被主耶稣基督服事。
And the main focus is that we can experience the work of Christ.
Yeah, and the ministry and His service to us. 然后因着他对我们的服事，弟兄姐妹，我们的生命得到充满，我们可以来服事他。
And through his work that we can experience the fullness of life so that we can serve him.
我们生命当中能够彰显出主耶稣基督的伟大。
That our life can manifest the greatness of Jesus.
我们生命当中能够彰显出主耶稣基督给我们的替代。
And that in our life we can manifest the substitution that was provided by Jesus.
然后人可以看见 主耶稣基督是我的牧人。
So that other people can see in our life that Jesus is our shepherd.
愿神祝福他的话。
May God bless his own word.